Are you running for office?
Okay, so holding the Siman Tzadikes, Sif Aleph. So this Sif is like he introduces us into a world of his beauty of our understanding what tefillah is. But that this whole Siman really has that. So this is based on a Gemara in Brachas. So when you daven, you should understand what you're saying. Okay, number one. We actually come in. We actually shkina kenegdo. The second thing is he should daven with the feeling that he's in the presence of Hashem's presence. We also call him machshavas hatardos soisoi. He should remove any distractions. Ashetishar machshavtoi become also zaka betfilosoi. They should mind should just be totally emptied out of anything else, but it's pure focus on the tefillah. V'yachshev ki ilu hoya medarber lifnei melech basar v'dam, and he should think if we be going to the presence of a human king, hoya mesarad devar of umechava mehen yafa, he would prepare his words and he would focus on them very much. L'vay yikoshel, that in order not to make any mistakes as he presents himself. It's so much more so when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shukherka kol ha-machshavas, he's aware of your thoughts, that you would be, you have total focus on what you're saying to make sure that you say it properly. So this is what the chassidim would do. They would separate themselves out, his boydadus, and be mechavim and their tefillah, they would remove any connection at all to the physical, or the scarbus kayach asichli, to have total power of focus of their mind, to they reach close to the madrega of nevuah. So tefillah could be a vehicle to reach madrega close to the concept of nevuah. Okay. If a person's mind does get distracted, something else pops into his mind. So he should pause until the machshava goes away. And also he would think about things which lower the person and recognize that he's just a creation. He's not in control. Will therefore focus, help him focus on speaking to our Father in heaven. And obviously, he shouldn't be thinking about things beforehand which would create a distraction of Kalas Rosh. He should think about the greatness of Hashem, and the lowliness of man. And therefore, have no focus and interest in physical pleasures. Fine. So that's how the build up is partially built on this, like you said, it's from the Ben Yonah. Ben Yonah combines together a few different Gemaras. And this is the Ben Yonah's picture of what tefillah is supposed to look like. So at least we have a goal of what we're aiming for with the process of tefillah. You know, how you could really picture tefillah is this tremendous process of mamash standing in Hashem's presence and feeling His presence. The Ramah continues. Also, it says, "Also, let him lanashik bonu hakatanim bebeisak nesis." It's also to kiss your young children in the shul. Okay, the kvoy believer shein ava kavas hamokim, because the purpose of the shul is a place where you come to express your closest to Hashem. You want to create a mindset that this is the place that's the focus, and not other things. You're not focusing on anything other than the Avos Hashem. So if the shul is a place that you are menashik bono b'beisak nesis, that's going to serve as a minimizing that focus.
Who's the Binyamin Zev?
Binyamin Zev is one of the Rishonim.
Yes.
Okay, now the Ramah says this again in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, in Chelik Beis, and over there he has a different little bit of different lashon. He says Asul Adam Lanashik Bano Haktanim Beis HaKnesses B'Shas HaTfilo. So he adds the phrase B'Shas HaTfilo. Over here, he does not say that phrase. He just says it shouldn't be, you know, anytime you're in the shul, that's something you shouldn't be doing, because this will facilitate that when you're davening, your focus is going to be the proper focus. The question then extends, does it apply to Bonav Hagdala? Does it apply to people which are not Bonav? How far do you expand this idea, etc.? So my Masara is that it only applies to children, so you're allowed to kiss your tummy. You know, be a chaver, meet a friend, something like that. You know, it's an expression of, you know, of being happy you saw them. That's mutter. Other people I know are machmir that they don't. They step out into the hallway before they do that.
If it's also chinuch, so then it's for those that are of the age that need the chinuch. Or is there a machlokas as to what's the?
No, they should. Nobody seems to say it's a chinuch issue. They seem it's for the focus of the father.
Okay.
To help the father stay, because there's a natural inclination towards a certain focus of love towards the children.
Sure.
You need to be focused on shul, that's not what you're focusing on right now. Okay, the Simcha Baruch, Sukkot and Aleph. Pirsha Milus. Vayechavin Odom B'Shemes V'Yechudim. So the Alpi Kabbalah, there's different types of Kabbalistic thoughts you can have. So the a person in general is discouraged from doing that. Rak Yispala Kipshuta, just focus on the simple reading. To understand what you're saying with focus. Unless a person who's very familiar with the area, and he knows how to be mechaber properly in these things with the true focus and the true intent and the true desire. And the chilu is with the true yira. Instead, he'll make things, if you don't know what you're doing, these type of things, you usually make things worse rather than better. I am Magen Rabbi Shem Azoyer. Pshut was Rishal Simon Tzadikhez, Kosa Ba'arich, he wrote about this idea at length. V'heyed al harash, Sh'omar, Achre Shalomad, Sisri HaKabbalah, Shum Yisbalu Ketinuk Ben Yamin. That one of the Baal HaKabbalah, I'm not sure who was referring to when he says the rash. The Rishal was made about this person, that even though he knew all the sisters of Kabbalah, when he would daven, but just the simplest Kabbalahs, like a child, a small child. Okay, so I don't know who the Rabbeinu Shimshon is, but okay.
That's why it stands for. I don't know.
Okay, great. Okay, very good. Ryan b'pnei Yeshua reish perik ein oimdin shekosav de'elu akavanas amavurim mekan b'shulchan aruch. But the thoughts which are mentioned over here in the Shulchan Aruch, the different ideas that you're supposed to have, Yevshel Chavim b'shas haTfila rak kaidem ubit kaidem. The purpose is not that you should think about things b'shas haTfila, but rather kaidem haTfila with Tfila tzarich lechavim pirush hamilus ayin sham. Your goal is to prepare yourself with a mindset that you're coming into the presence of Hashem, and that you are just a creation and He is the master, and you feel the awareness of His presence and you feel the closeness, and you have no longer focus on the physical desires, and then you come and present yourself with a very, but then your focus is very simply the words themselves. So now as he says, so if a person gets a different thought, a person should pause till the thought passes. So Mr. Burr brings some interesting different skulois which are help you to remove machshavas during tefillah. B'sefer Hagan Kosav, the vatal machshava ra b'shas tefillah. A person has a bad thought during tefillah. So Yomer Gimel Pomim, he says the words p p p. He says the words p three times. Now, what does p stand for? Rosh Hashanah Palti Yosef. So this over here is Machshava Ro, he's thinking about physical pleasures, etc., during tefillah, which he shouldn't be doing. So Palti ben Loyish and Yosef were two people who showed tremendous gevura in situations when were being enticed by women, that they controlled themselves.
Palti ben Loyish is one of the tzitzis.
So like this. So Yosef, we know that he was tempted by Eshes Potiphar and he controlled himself and refused. Palti ben Loyish was the following story. So David Shaul was getting a little bit nervous about David, and he decided that he's going to. David wanted to marry Shaul's daughter Michal Bashul.
He did marry.
Let me finish presenting it. So Shaul said, okay, listen, here's the deal. You could be Mekadosher, but I want you Mekadosher by bringing me the Orla of 100 Plishtim. It means go kill 100 Plishtim, cut off their Orla, and then you're Mekadosher with the Orla. Now, the idea behind that being that usually when you go to deal with 100 Plishtim, you're not going to come back alive. So he wasn't really, the goal wasn't here, wasn't Kedushin, the goal was to kill David. The Maisa David, of course, blew the story and killed 100 Plishtim and brought back the Orlas. He's Mekadosh Michal with the 100 Orlas. So Shaul held it wasn't a good Kedushin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the second parak, says that he held it wasn't a good Kedushin because the Gemara goes before Pshatim why it's not. Either wasn't worth a Shabbat Pruta or because he was in Mekadosher with the action plus the Orla, and that's called Mekadosh B'milva U'Pruta. And Mekadosh B'milva, we say Daita Milva, and he held the David held Daita Pruta. And then Moore says that the David held it was a good Kedushin, and Shaul held it wasn't a good Kedushin. So Shaul, in order to stress he held that she wasn't married to David, married her off to someone named Palti Ben Loyish, okay, and gave her into Palti Ben Loyish's rishus, and they lived together for 3 years. During those 3 years, Palti Ben Loyish never touched her. The Chazal said they slept on the same bed, but he never touched her. So what did he do? He put a cheriv in the middle of the bed, and he said any person who passes over this cheriv will be your doctor, he's going to be stabbed with the cherub, and he controlled himself. And Chazal say that the godless of Yosef doesn't come close to the godless of Palti Ben Loyish because he was given to him as a wife. Yeah. Right? And he still didn't, he totally refrained from being in any way being, you know. So P stands for the, if a person has a machshav, a desire towards Noshim, so he would say the word PPP, referring to Palti and Yosef, Shemiz Gabru al Yitzur Libam, Kisim Sanhedrin Nachav Alephim Abes. Okay, so the guy, Severgan says, you say the word PPP three times. Mr. Burr is going to question, are you allowed to say this in the middle of davening? We'll get to that in a second. Rahakach Yorik Gimel Pam, and then you spit three times. Well, Yorik Lagamri doesn't mean you spit totally. Rak Bederach Nachas, you do it gently. Valoshin Tehebin Asasayim Bashas Arikika, and as you do it, you put your tongue between your teeth. Vada Telecha Machshava, and that's guaranteed it'll remove the Machshava. Kosamagan Ramazah, that's what the Sefer Gan says. Sefer Gan is a big Kabbalistic Sefer. Vein nearly lasu zebasach atfilas yudches, the Havi Hefsik, that's very nice, but you can't speak in the middle of Shemon Esrei. And second of all, I'm not convinced that it necessarily works. Okay. Sefer Eliyahu Rabbah, Hebe B'Shem Kitzur Shlo, B'Zel Hashon Eskula, Havi Machshava Chutz, a way to prevent having other thoughts in the middle of davening, not machshavas ruach, but just machshavas in general, because it distract you, is kadam shatfila, before you start Shemoneh Esrei, yamar gimel pama yad nimino al mitzchah, you move your right hand over your forehead three times, yamar b'chol pam leif tor b'ra li lakim, b'ruach nechon chadesh b'kibi, you say the pasuk of leif tor, so, and that will give skula that your mind should stay focused on the tefillah when you start davening. You do that before davening. But if you do get distracted in the middle of davening, so yishtuk ma'at, you should pause. And you rub your hand, the right hand across your forehead three times. You can't say the pasuk, but you would think the pasuk of leif tor b'ra elokim, and that'll help you remove the machshava.
When are you supposed to say this?
Right before Shema Yisrael.
The Eliyahu was saying you say it before davening.
Before davening.
Before, so by mincha ma'arav means before it would be before mincha would be before right before Shema Yisrael.
Right.
So a pasuk by chakras, it'd be hard to say that you have a head to be mafsik anywhere except
or ma'arav.
Right. Okay. So bottom b'ktanim, you shouldn't kiss your young children in the shul because you want to train yourself to realize that that you're focusing on the love of Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah uses this platform to discuss the issue of b'chal, but bringing children to the shul. So the Mishnah Berurah is not really explaining the Ramah, he's just talking about the issue of b'chal, children coming to the shul. B'shloah karatagar ala mevi'im yiladim b'beis ha'knesses. The shloah makes a complaint against people who bring young children to the shul. Behind Oktanim, Shadayim lo Gil Lechinuch, they're under the age of Chinuch. Mitam ki Yolodim Mesachakim, Umurakim, and Besaknesses. All they do is they play. Umachalim Kedushas Besaknesses, and therefore they're not acting with the proper respect to the Kedushas Besaknesses. and they distract the people. And then once they, even they get older, they're used to, that's their attitude towards the shul. It's a place you can do whatever you want. Not to approach the kedusha basic knesses properly. But once they reach the age where you can train them, the basic knesses, you should bring them with you to shul. And then you'll train them their path, which they'll use for their life. To sit there with the awe and respect for the shul. You don't let him move around. And it'll be learned to say to answer amen in kaddish and kedusha. The Rabbi mentions tremendous punishment for a person who allows his child to act with without their heritage inside of shul. So not a good idea. So you shouldn't dive in a place where something is going to distract you. Or in a time where you're going to be distracted. And so this is a term of Shem Rami Rutenberg. Fine. So the more it talks about this idea that, you know, there was people, the more it says a fascinating concept, the more it says that Shmuel, when he would travel, when he would come back from a trip, he wouldn't daven for 3 days because he couldn't be mechavet. First 3 days he was exhausted from the trip. And he'd know he would get distracted. He wouldn't daven. So when you daven in a world where when you daven, you really daven. So the Gemara says you actually have a heter not to daven when you can't be mechaven. So Shulchan Aruch says nowadays we're not really that focused on our davening anyway. So being machmer on these things, you know, so I can't daven out because it's going to scare me. Like, you know, who are you kidding? And when you daven, you really get focused anyway. You know, that's it becomes like a gaiva issue.
I'm saying the same thing.
Right, a similar concept, right. Excellent. Dalad Shemavatl. So what's an example of a place which is going to distract you? Kagoin, sorry, I can't read the next word. I have this old...
Shecha. Old beer.
With a chav, ches or with a chav?
Chav,
okay. It has the smell of the beer as it's you know becoming fermenting, which doesn't smell good. He's can't focus because he has some type of something bad which happened or kas or anger or because he just traveled. Now we're not so mechavan anyway, so that's not a reason not to daven. But it's obvious that when you do stand, obviously you have a chiyuv to try as best as possible to remove these distractions. Sif Gimel, Yispalo Derech Tachanunim, a person should daven in the form of pleading to Hashem. Like a poor person who is pleading by the doorway to get what he needs. Ubanachas, a person should daven nachas, you know, doesn't say, I mean, slowly, but not rushed. Davening should not appear like, you know, it's just a responsibility that I have to do and I want to get it over with. Okay. So if you look at, let's see, Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see the Bir Halacha on this also. You know what? I think I skipped one. I have to do one more. Should burn the last piece. I'm sorry. Einonu. Zion goes back on the last sif. Sif cut and Zion. So nowadays we're not so mechaben anyway. So fine. People got to cause a b'shem alavush. Avogav she einonu mechaben. Even though we're not mechaben so well anyway. Whatever we can do, we should try and do. Okay. Amy lispalu b'bay sheyeshom sheicher chodesh. I made the vash. There's something which has a bad smell. Try and dive in a place where you don't have these distractions. Chesamavakesh bepesach ubanachas hu yinechod. So mavakesh bepesach ubanachas is not two different ideas. It's one idea. Ratzalomer means to say shayomro benachas. You should say it gently, b'loshen tachanunim, in the form of a pleading. Kamisha mavakesh rachamim alatzmai is a person who's asking for mercy. He doesn't say it. He says it, you know, quietly. He says it pleading. He says it gently, etc. That nothing has the power to give him what he needs other than Hashem. So when he recognizes that, he's going to ask straw, you know, he understands that he needs to really plead by Hashem. And you shouldn't do it like you have this burden that you have to get finished with. Kimas Pirish. So the Mishnah Berurah said that this is really that there's two separate ideas. In other words, it's possible a person can say derech tachanunim and still is a masa. Pierce al bisharmer beloshen tachanunim, even though he's saying it with the right way, im eno mechashev kemosh tzorach davar, if he doesn't really think like he have a real need, ubalavakesh melifnei hamelech, and he's coming to ask from the one who could really give him, el shemispalo mibnei achiyu vlotzes yedei chavasei, he's just davening because there's a dinya for daven. It's not proper. You have to be very careful about this. We'll see in the Bir Halacha why. But if he didn't do this, you're not going to. You know, we don't require you to daven a second time. Now, why is he pointing that out? Because let's see the Bir Halacha. You should daven in a way of pleading for mercy, and not just to get it over with. So Zatabir Alacha Mama Oid Sarcha Adam Li Zarbaz, you have to be very careful about this Alacha. Why? Kiyesh Kama Paiskim, Hamashicham Lachso Li Spalo Machmazet. There's many Paiskim which hold that if you didn't do this, you have to daven a second time. For Halo Hema, Habach, Vel Yerabba, Vachain Muchach, Mea Beis Yosef, Vemaimer Mordechai, Mogin Gimborim, Uchicha, Mea Rambam, Yosef Ragam Ken Hochi. So a person will daven in a way which is not Derech Tachanunim. He davens like it's a masa, which Mishra explains, the look, if it happens, I daven, you know, I have no feeling in it. So according to the Bach, according to these other places, according to the Rambam, you're not yourself davening, that's not tefillah. That's saying words, it's not tefillah. Now, L'dayti ein raya kol kach, but the raya from the Rambam, I feel, is not compelling. T'chigav the mashom rasham, l'fichu tzorach l'yashiv ma'at, b'vali hu rach l'chachilu. So now it comes like this. So the Pirman says, listen, you know, the Beis Yosef, like from the Rambam and the Bach and etc. So you have to do it again. No, it's not clear right from the Rambam, so you can't do it again. So now you're stuck. According to many shittas, you weren't yet to davening, but you're not allowed to go back because according to some shittas, you were yet to davening. So you're stuck. Like you can't even fix your problem. So that's the Mishnah, therefore, it's very important to be careful about it the first time because you have no solution. You have no way to resolve the problem if you blow it.
Okay. What about the Nedava?
So he doesn't seem to want to go with Nedava. Now, Vakavonim Chachilim Oid Yizar Bezet Oid Nirali Pashut Afilu Nedasa Mayim Mordechai B'Magen Giburim Ainly Kubur Rak Ba'Obus Levad. It's not more chomer than the din of Kavon in general. Vashar Brachus Rak Lechachilah. So according to the Bach, the way he understands the Bach and Elia Rabba, this is an issue in the definition of what tefillah is. That's not limited to the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. That's the definition of tefillah. Tefillah means coming. A person comes in front of his Creator and speaks to him. If you're doing that, you'd be talking derech tachanunim. If you're not talking derech tachanunim, you're not talking to your Creator. It's just not tefillah. That's not ma'akev in the first bracha. That's ma'akev in tefillah, the whole thing. There's a locha, but you should not understand what you're saying. That's ma'akev in the first bracha. Comes the Magen Gibarim, and the Maamar Mordechai say, no, this is the issue of, this is proper kavana issue. So then it's obvious only in the gay in the first bracha. He doesn't want you to do the dava and these type of things, because the problem is we're very concerned you're not going to do any better the second time. Mm-hmm. So like, why should we do that? So this ties into the interesting the Rambam. Reb Chaim Brisker has a piece on the Rambam. Reb Chaim, in Reb Chaim Alevi ala Rambam. This is in Reb Chaim in Sefer. It's not, you know, the, you know, Pishmu on the Stenslach. This is Mamish in the Sefer. He's medayik in the Rama. There's two different kavanas in Shemoneh Esrei. One is the definition of the act of standing in front of your Creator, and that's ma'akev in the whole tefillah he holds. There's a second halacha, Pirush Milos, it's ma'akev kavanah in the first bracha. There's a Chazon Ish who comes along and says, you know, basically the way your definition that you're writing, Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi, nobody's yet to davening ever, you know, because none of us are having that focus from beginning to end with that awareness of standing in front of the Creator and everything. According to the way, the similar reading of the way Rechaim learns the Rambam, if at one moment, in one word of Shemoneh Esrei, your mind veers from the fact you're standing in front of Hashem, you're not yet to davening. That's how Reb Chaim understands the Rambam. So Reb Chaim, with his Gevaldik cup, you know, was able to do that, you know. Where does it leave us? So the Chazish says, you know, you can't do this to us. You know, it's not fair, you know. I'm sure the Chazish didn't have the problem either, right? The problem is he's advocating for us, you know. He says, so as long as the person, when he starts Shemoneh Esrei, starts with that awareness, there's a concept of you know, Koloiso Das Rishonois, means he's coming in front of Hashem and talking to him, and that's what he's doing. So as long as he doesn't do something which would actively remove that thought and say, you know, I'm stepping back, as it were, you know, like right now, especially like this, you know, it was interesting in the first three brachas, right now I need to think about X, and I'll talk to you in a minute, you know, type of thing. As long as he doesn't do that, Chazon Ish holds your argument, I'd say. But the Rambam, so whether you all the Chazon Ish is right or the Reb Chaim is right, but they're both saying that the Rambam's definition of tefillah is a process of immediately lifting Hashem, that they both agree to. They're just arguing whether you need to have active kavanah for that or passive kavanah is sufficient. But the definition is an act of immediately lifting Hashem. That's what tefillah is. And the Rambam, and that's ma'akev in your definition of tefillah. So that's what Bach and the Eliyahu are coming from. That's definitive, you know, that's determinative in the whole Shemoneh Esrei. That's the definition of tefillah. As opposed to just the Pirush HaMilos, which is ma'akev in the first bracha. So basically, it means like this. So what does it mean? So it means like the person says, I'm not really familiar with the words mean. Bersham, I'm coming talking to you. I don't know what these words mean, but I know that you understand them, and I need your help, and please help me. And that's really what you're thinking the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. But you're thinking, you can't not think, otherwise it's not immediately thinking Hashem. So you're saying, I don't know exactly what this thing means, but I know that you understand, and Bersham, please help me. I need help. So that's a little bit of a different picture of tefillah than, than the... what we're able to do regularly, shall we say that gently? Okay. 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 Dalit. We ain't done yet. Tefillah even welcome a korban. So tefillah replaces korbanos. Chazal, the more has two pshitas, the more with tefillahs are connected. To medium tiknum or tefillah is connected. All this tiknum, we pass is connected the korbanos. Lakach, certainly Zer should take dumas a korban. Should be brought the way, be done the way a carbon is done, which is bekavana. Well, yeah, but machshava cheres, kamash machshava pesalas bekachim. Just like when you're shechting the carbon or doing zrikas adam, you can't think about anything else. But you can't bring other thoughts into the carbon. So and a kapasal by the carbon. So similarly, tefillah has to be the same thing. You shouldn't have other kavanas over there. Umer has to be standing. So that's why there's a concept of
kavanas. The kayan or
the kayan, the one who's being makrav, the makrav. Oh,
but what about the balabayas who's
standing the
kayan? His chattas or
no? So once he gives it to the kayan, it's up to the kayan. It's
really?
The kayan's mashav.
It all falls on the kayan.
Yeah. But right now we're the one bringing the korban. We're not the bottom anymore. We're the kohen.
Maybe we can get a kohen.
Okay, and that's why shel yochetz dover ben ola ben akir dumi the korban the chetzitza pesalus ben ola akir. You have to put the korban directly on the mizbeach. V'roshi yilo mabushim noyim miuchadim letfila kugan bigdei kahuna. So the kohen had special begadim for avoda. We should have special begadim for davening. El Shane called Adam Yachal of Vaz is Al Zevi. Not everybody can afford to have these fancy clothing. You should have at least not, you know, they lived in a world with a lot of, there was soya on the streets. There was a lot of different things. You walked in the streets, at least you should have a special pair of pants that you would put on for davening. So it should be no questions of the key of cleanliness, etc. Okay, hey, Ayashim Roy Loy Shayasish Kashbrocha Bakasha Soy. Kivin Shekivanti Bitvila. Bitvilasi. So the person shouldn't think, you know, I daven nicely, the person should answer me. Chazal say that the Chazal referred to that as what's called Iyun Tefillah. A person then contemplates how his Tefillah went. And I haven't been talking today. The person's going to answer me. That itself is acts as an Aveira. It brings to fore, like, you really think you deserve. He thinks he really deserves to be answered. Let's check the file. You know, you don't want them to check the file. When Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving it as a present, remember, believer, mi ani dao v'nivza, who am I? I'm a lowly, worthless. Polavakish meis amelach malchim amlochim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have a right to ask from the king. Ela im loy mirav chas sodom. But the reason why I have a right to do this is because of his kindliness. Shum misnaig behemim b'yosav. That's how he acts towards mankind. But to have this attitude, like, you know, that, you know, just I had a good davening, I deserve to get answered. So this is the different tefillahs, the kavanas that he expects us to have, be careful about when we daven. I would say that I think that these are goals which are beyond most of us, but at least in some way, you know, we can try and move towards a little bit. B'shabrus ha-katan yod, b'ino l'kir, there shouldn't be anything between you and the wall. B'tur ha-kosu o'u u'b'ino l'karka. Now, so there's a halacha by Kayan. The halacha was that the Kayan's feet had to touch the Azara, and he couldn't wear socks, he couldn't wear anything, he couldn't wear any chitzitza. So he couldn't wear anything between his feet and the ground. So the Torah takes the same way you're making the parallel, that you shouldn't have any other makshobas, and have to kriyas makam, you shouldn't have any interruption between you and the wall, the same way you put the dam on the kir of the mizbeach. So the Torah adds, and you shouldn't be anything between you and the ground. Comes to Taz, and Taz says, "Because of Taz, Davka Gimel Tvachim, of a Pachal Gimel Tvachim, I feel a mitzvah leka." The Taz says, "If it's under three Tvachim high, it's bottled to the karka for our purposes, not for the base of Mikdash, but for our purposes." It's so we're not exactly like the Kabbonis, and therefore, not even an issue of a mitzvah, not even a preference not to have it. Fine. Even less than three tefachim, some say it's also. Mikomakam l'chuliyama muter lishtoach b'yemek yipur ma'al karka asavim yiveishim l'amad aleim l'ispailo, but the buds will look at b'karka.
Because they weren't wearing shoes, so they feet were more comfortable.
Right, so be more comfortable, and it creates some type of a, you know, that they put down the, you know, some type of grass or something on the ground to make it, it should be, first of all, by karim, it shouldn't be an issue by karim, and say that is so, but and that you're more comfortable, that's muter.
You're talking about shoals that have dirt floors, and you're not supposed to put something on top of that. Is that the idea, normally? What does he mean? But they know levana karka.
No, whatever's attached to the ground, or you put this in the Zohar. Also, there were stones. It was a stone floor. I mean,
sure.
It wasn't a natural stone floor. They laid down stones, right? So that's called the karka. So you have tiles attached. That's not a problem. You have carpet attached. It's also not a problem. Right, the question, you want to add something on top of that.
And that floor was elevated too.
Correct. So
about putting a mat down.
You want to put a mat down, put a rug down.
I don't know how much it was separated from the ground. But
it was quite separated from the ground. Under the Zohar, all of the Zohar was on arches. Underneath there was the whole tunnels, there was a whole city down there.
He's not referring to shoes. He's just referring to some, putting something on the floor.
Correct.
He said before, you have to wear shoes. You're supposed to be wearing shoes.
Right.
Now the next halacha, Asher l'hispalo b'brecha. Usually brecha means
a pool.
So I'm not sure exactly what the hechatimsa was that he's referring to.
You have to do with the position of the knees?
So unless it means b'brecha, which is some type of bowing, so I'm not sure what it means. I have to look up the Mar Malkum. It's
so there's a note here, 20.
Yeah.
Hispalo shehu korea al birkav.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Kind of awkward position.
Okay.
You should not
daven like that. Okay. Let's just see what time it is. Okay. So let's just do one more sif. Simon Sadi test. Din shalsi b'shikr b'tefila. Shalsi yayin, Kle Revius. So a person drank a wine of a Revius size. Ayispalo Achiyasa Yena. This person should not daven until the effect of the wine wears off. So that's not so significant. How much that we'll see what how much it is to you need to remove it. But if you drank more than that, if he's still coherent enough that he could talk in front of a king, he should not daven. But b'diavad, if he did, it's kosher. Even though he could talk, but he would not want to go present any type of presentation in front of a significant personage, because he doesn't have that focus and coherency. His tefillah is to Eva. His tefillah is considered a to Eva, but Sarach Lachal is Balo Kashiyasa Yenemelov. And he has to go daven a second time after it goes away. Filim over Zman tefillah. If the Zman tefillah was passed by doing so, he shouldn't daven as such. We got the fact that once, even whether he should have gotten drunk or not, that's not the issue. But now that that's so, he can't daven. That's some level of a shargeg. He has Hagavah din Krishma kadin tefila. Krishma has the same status. Mishmur will question that. Even though he's in the state where he can't daven, stand in front of a melech and talk, but since he's able to say what he's supposed to say, he can say other brachas. We'll leave in Shabbos for tomorrow. Okay.
Krishna would be interesting because that.